إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: كان لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حصير، وكان يحجره من الليل. عائشة رضي الله عنها, the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, She mentions that the Prophet ﷺ used to have a straw mat. He used to have a straw mat. And he used to use it, وَكَانَ يُحَجِّرُهُ فِي اللَّيْلِ, and he used to use it in the masjid to kind of seclude himself in an area. So he'd stand it up and he would kind of seclude himself to have some privacy to pray the night. وَكَانَ يُحَجِّرُهُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَيُصَلِّي فِيهِ. And so he would pray in it the night prayer. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ from his sunnah that he would pray the night prayer. فَجَعَلَ النَّاسُ يُصَلُّونَ بِصَلَاتِهِ. So people started seeing him do it, so they started going behind him and joining the salah. فَجَعَلَ النَّاسُ يُصَلُّونَ بِصَلَاتِهِ. And the Prophet ﷺ used to then after just take it down and just sit on it and use it throughout his day. So one day he noticed a lot of people started coming. So Aisha, she narrates, فَثَابُوا ذَاتَ لَيْلَةً. يعني أي فاجتمعوا ذات ليلة, a large group of people now are behind him praying. ذات ليلة فقال, so he said to them, he thought صلى الله عليه وسلم that this is an opportunity to teach a lesson to the companions رضي الله عنهم. So he said to them, يا أيها الناس, O people, عليكم من الأعمال ما تطيقون. يا أيها الناس, عليكم من الأعمال ما تطيقون. O people, upon you is to do righteous deeds that you can handle. Only do the righteous deeds that you can handle. من الأعمال ما تطيقون فإن الله لا يمل حتى تملوا. Because indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop, does not get tired of rewarding you until you stop doing that act, doing the good deeds. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَمَلُّ حَتَّى تَمَلُّ وَإِنَّ أَحَبَّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَا دُوِّمَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ قَلْ. And indeed the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is consistent, even though if it's a little. وَإِنَّ أَحَبَّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَا دُوِّمَ وَإِنْ قَلْ. مَا دُوِّمَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ قَلْ. And the most beloved actions to Allah are the actions that are consistent, even if they're a little. Even if they're little. And in a similar narration, a woman came to Aisha radiallahu anha, and then she left. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, who was that? And she said, it's Fulana bint Fulana. She mentioned a name from Banu Asad. And then Aisha said, زعموا أنها تقوم الليل ولا تنام. People said that this woman would pray the whole night and she would never sleep. And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تقوم الليل. يعني she prays the whole night, like almost like he's upset. تقوم الليل كله. And she said, yes. And then he said the same thing. يا أيها الناس خذوا من الأعمال ما تطيقون. يعني only do the actions that you can handle. And so from this hadith, dear brothers and sisters, we can get a lot of lessons. But today, inshallah, we want to focus on moderation and consistency when it comes to al-a'mal al-saliha, righteous deeds. Obviously here in this hadith, al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not talking about al-fara'id, the obligatory acts. He's not talking about praying dhuhr and asr and maghrib and isha and fasting your obligatory fast. And
He's talking about النوافل, the extra acts of deed that we are recommended to do. And here we learn a big lesson. The Prophet ﷺ, طبعاً, he's a Nabi, he's a Prophet, okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually has commanded him to pray the night, right? And so it's different for him. But now people started joining him. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was afraid that people now will think that for them to be righteous, for them to reach a high level, they have to come and pray and do things that they can't handle. So he wanted to tell them that, listen, only do the extra actions that you can handle. You don't have to, just because Fulan prays or reads, you know, for 6 hours a day from the Quran, it doesn't mean that you have to do that. You do from the righteous deeds, from the extra righteous deeds that you can handle. Because Muhammad has maybe more time than Salih, and Fatima has more time than Aisha. Or maybe Fulana, okay, she's a mother and has many kids. Everybody has different situation. And everybody is at a different level in their iman, in their Islam, right? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran, the disbelievers, they said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنِ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا. طيب, they said, why was the Quran not sent down جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا, one time like that? Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent it down, يعني slowly, ayah by ayah, you know, he didn't send it all at once. Why? لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. So it can be strong and firm in your heart. Because if it came one down, one time, all, you know, all down one, at one time, then that would have been difficult for the Prophet ﷺ. Right? And the same thing here for us. We shouldn't try to do more than we can handle. So if you're someone who, you know, is not used to reading, you know, a juz' of Quran a day, you know, but you want to do like your friend who, mashallah, he's a hafiz al-Quran. And for him, it's a piece of cake. You don't have to do 20 pages. Do what you can do. Start with one page. And then you can build up with that. And actually, from this hadith, we also understand the nahi of someone doing that. Yani it can be reach a level of tahrim, of being impermissible for someone to do too much. Right? Why? Because of the consequences. Because of the consequences of doing too much. And remember when the three men came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? And one of them said, I'm going to pray the night and not sleep. And one of them said, I'm going to, you know, not marry. Right? So an-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you know, I pray. I mean, and the other one said, I'm going to fast every day. He says, I fast and I marry and I sleep from the night. And so whoever goes astray from my sunnah, then he's not from my ummah. He's not from my ummah, from my people. And so we see here that actually it can reach a level of tahrim, of prohibition, if someone tries to do too much. Why? Why? Because when someone tries to do too much, what can happen? They can start disliking the ibadah. Yani if you force someone to do too much, then they might dislike the ibadah and leave all of it. Yani miskin, maybe he was praying, or he was reading yani two ayahs a day or something, or listening to the Quran for 5 minutes. And then you tell him, go, you know, you have to do more, man. You have to do the whole juz'. And then he does it, and then he dislikes it. And now he has a negative emotion towards that ibadah. Right? And so it takes time, it takes tadarruj for us to get used to ibadah. It doesn't mean we don't aim high. But you know yourself, you know what you can handle, and slowly you build up, and slowly you build up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the Christians. One of the things that they did, they innovated monasticism, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never commanded them to do it. But they said, you know what? And maybe it was from a good intention, but we know that the intention is not enough. You have to also follow the sunnah of your prophet. And Isa alayhi salam never came with that. Musa alayhi salam never came with that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded them and says, وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً ابْتَدَعُوهَا. This monasticism that they innovated, مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. We never, you know, made it obligatory upon them, but they made it obligatory upon themselves. فَمَا رَعَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا. And they didn't even live up to that, because you cannot. You cannot live and just leave the whole dunya. That's what they used to do. They would leave the whole dunya, they would not marry, they would not interact with people, and they would just seclude themselves. Right? رَهْبَانِيَةً ابْتَدَعُوهَا. Right? And so we learn from this that the sharia, the religion, is not here to tell you to leave everything and be extreme. Yeah, this is extremism when somebody says, you know, I'm going to spend my whole day. And we know stories from the Sahaba. One of the Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, later in his life, he regretted something he did. What is it? He was known to almost fast every day. And so this reached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so he talked to him and he told him, you know, this, your body has a right, your wife has rights, your children have rights, and so on. And so the Prophet, so he wanted to fast. He said, the best you can do is the fast of Dawood alayhi salam, which is fast one day and break your fast the other day. So he said, I will do that, right? And then later in his life, when he made an oath for himself that he's going to stick to that. And then later, you know, he didn't want to leave it because he kind of made an oath with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he regretted it later. He said, I wish I took the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to take it easy. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not gonna hold you accountable, okay, for something, for more than you can handle, right? And we also have to remember that it's not just about the quantity, it's about the quality that you do, right? It's about the quality that you do. And so from the dangers of doing too much is that a person will dislike it, a person will leave it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here, he said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَمَلُّ حَتَّى تَمَلُّ. Okay? What does this mean? It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to stop giving you ajr and reward, okay, even if for something little that you're doing, until you stop. Another understanding is that if you do too much, if you try to do too much, you will stop, okay, and you will cut your ajr. Why? Because when you do too much, khalas, people tend to stop. You know, I can't do this anymore. Ibadah is too difficult, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do extra things. I'm not going to come, you know, someone never comes to the masjid, and then they say, I'm going to come every day, every salah, okay? And then they see it too hard, and they quit. They never come back, right? So we understand from this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never stop rewarding you for even the little things. You know, when you do something good to a person, you know, they'll thank you the first time, the second time, the third time. But over time, خلاص, يعني it becomes like a'ada. You don't get that thanks anymore. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever you do a good deed, even if it's something small, the hasanat will still come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني لا يمل من إعطاء الجزاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not stop giving you the reward for even the little things. Because sometimes shaitan will come to a person and say, you know, whatever you're doing that's little, it's not good enough. You need to do more. You need to be like that person and that person and that person. Right? But this is from the waswasa of shaitan. وأقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told us that يا أيها الناس خذوا من الأعمال ما تطيقون. O people, take or do from the good deeds, from the extra good deeds, from that which you can handle. تمام. And every one of us knows what we can handle. The objective is not to minimize what you do. Let's not misunderstand this hadith. The objective is to do what you are comfortable with. The objective is to do what you enjoy more. Why not? If you enjoy something more than something else, then do that more. Right? Because this is in this field of Islam, you are free to do whatever you want. If you want to fast more, you want to read Quran more, maybe you know this person, he enjoys reading a lot of Quran, so let him get his hasanat from that, right? So you start with that and you build on that. That's the objective. But it's not for you to go, you know, someone wants to memorize the Quran, right? You don't just go tell them, yalla, go memorize 600 pages in 1 year. They will look at it and be like, yani, I've never even memorized half a page in my life. Right? And then they'll be like, this is impossible. But when you give someone, you know, go memorize these 5 pages, okay, in 2 weeks. They can do it. It's realistic. Then you give them another 5 pages. Okay, it's realistic. Then they're done at 20 pages. And you tell them, it's just 30 more. So from the benefits of doing that is that you gain confidence. And that's why in the end of the hadith, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to emphasize what is the priority here. It's not about the amount of hasanat that you do. It's about being consistent. It's about why being consistent, even if it's a little. And so the objective is consistency. The objective is to do something, even if it's little, وَإِنْ قَلْ, but consistently. يعني a person who reads half a page a day, one page of Quran a day, right, throughout the year, is better than the person who sits down one night and reads the whole Quran and never looks at it the whole, you know, for the rest of the year. That person is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Think about it. Consistency proves many things. Consistency proves commitment to that action. Consistency, actually, it makes you love that action more, right? Because when you're consistent, you slowly start getting used to it, and it draws you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala versus someone who just does it out of emotion. You know, sometimes we do things out of emotion. You know, we hear something, we see a video, you know, we hear a lecture, and you know, I'm going to do all this, and then you do it once, and then you stop. No, actually, it's more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you do something consistently, even if it's a little, right? And so from the benefit we said of doing something, even if it's small, consistently, is that you gain confidence. When a person says, I want to pray Qiyam al-Layl. Tayyib, he's never prayed Qiyam al-Layl. You're going to tell him, go pray, you know, get up before Fajr and pray 20 rak'ah? No, you tell him, go pray a witr after your Isha before you sleep. Okay, he's done that for a few days. Tayyib, now, maybe you can pray your witr, your one witr, before Fajr. Get up 5 minutes before Fajr. Okay, that's doable. And then maybe you can do an extra two. That's doable. Right? With tadarruj, right? Step by step, they can reach the level that they want to reach. But not just jumping right into it. So they gain confidence. It becomes a habit of your life. It becomes like second nature. And so for those people, مثلاً, who get themselves used to doing the adhkar right after salah, okay? One dhikr, just one dhikr, okay? You know, they say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Do that for a week, and then it becomes a habit. Then you can add something else, right? And so it's not from the sunnah to just grab the whole book and, you know, try to memorize all of it at once. Do one thing at a time, and then you can become consistent with it, right? And also one thing that this could prove ikhlas. Yani, this could be a proof of your ikhlas, your sincerity towards that action, right? Because who is more likely to be sincere? The one who does it consistently or the one who does it once in his life or once in a while, right? The one who does it consistently is the one who's probably going to have more sincerity and he's going to build more sincerity because he's committed to that action, right? He's not just doing for some other reason. And also, subhanAllah, we don't realize this, but small actions over time, they pile up. We don't realize it. Small actions over time, right? If someone just gets themselves used to saying, you know, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah after salah, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrik, and khalas, now it becomes a habit, and they forget about it. Over time, 10, 20, 30 years, some of you have been doing that. Imagine how many hasanat that is, right? And so when you do small things over time, and they become a habit and part of your life, you unconsciously are getting so many hasanat and you don't even realize. And then when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, you have these mountains of hasanat that you didn't even realize, subhanAllah. And it becomes like easy. You don't even realize that you're actually putting effort for that. And Aisha finished the hadith by saying, وَكَانَ آلُ مُحَمَّدٍ. Aisha saying this, وَكَانَ آلُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And the family of the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, they used to, إِذَا عَمِلُوا عَمَلًا أَثْبَتُوهُ. That when they learned an action, when they did an action, أثبتوه, they made it firm. يعني they were consistent with it, right? And so they would learn one thing, and then they would practice it. And they would practice it until it became ثابت. أثبتوه, يعني became ثابت. It became something like part of their life, right? And so a lesson we can learn here, right, is that we should take things one step at a time. So don't do too much, but at the same time, don't just do nothing. Right? Pick something small that you can add to your life every week, every month, and inshallah, by the end of the year, you have all these new habits, and you don't even feel them because they've become something that is automatic in your life. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Allahumma azzal Islam al-Muslimin.
اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين واحمي حوزه الدين ودمر اعداء الدين ووحد بين صفوف المسلمين. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. ثم صلوا وسلموا على خاتم النبيين ورسول رب العالمين، فقد امرتم بذلك في كتاب المبين. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد. عباد الله، ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Before we do the اقامه ان شاء الله.